Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast, where we talk about all things nerdy, chaotic, and creative, and today we're diving into the wonderful wild world of cosplay. Cosplay is an amazing way to bring your favorite characters to life, express creativity, become a superhero, anime protagonist, or video game legend, even if it's just for a day. What if you're new to it? It can feel kind of overwhelming. Where do you start? That's why I had to bring a true cosplay pro, a costuming mastermind, is someone who knows how to make any character look next level. Sir Julius Cosplay.
Soundboard. How you doing?
I'm the soundboard. Let's go. The crowd goes wild. So before we get into how-to, let's talk about a little bit about your cosplay journey. So what got you into cosplay, and what's the first character that you ever dressed up as?
So what got me into cosplay, I'm about to date myself. I was like 20 years old in 2008.
Dang. No, we're the same age.
I was like 20 years old in 2008, and I was in the city with a group of friends, and we were bar hopping. Yeah, I was 20, and we were bar hopping, but I got away with it. But and we saw, it was a Sunday, we saw all these people dressed up in like comic book characters and stuff. And I've always been a nerd. You know, the group of friends I was with, this was like right up my alley. So we was like, what the fuck is going on? You know, he was like, what is this? And they were like, oh, it's Comic-Con. And we was like, the hell is Comic-Con? Like, this is, we've never heard of it, you know? And it was like, oh, it's the last day. There's like 2 hours left. You should try to, you know, check it out. And we was like, oh, okay. So we went, security let us in for free. Like, he was like, it's only like 2 hours left, so we just go ahead. He's like, we walked around, and I was like, oh, snap. And I was like, what is this? Everybody's dressed up. Then I learned what cosplay was and how you can make it. And I've always been an artist. Like, I've always done modeling and drawing and stuff. So this was right up my alley. So I was like, all right, I'm going to definitely come to this next year. I found out that it's every year. So I was like, okay, all right, I got a year to do something. And that's when I looked up. At the time, Halo was really big. I think Halo Reach was coming out, and I was like, I can make Master Chief armor. I want to make some Master Chief armor. So I spent a year making Master Chief armor from a technique called Pepakura. I became a member of the 405th Forum. They specialize in like Halo armor and stuff, and I debuted my Master Chief armor. It took me a full year to make. I debuted it in 2009, and I wore that for like the first 3 or 4 years of my cosplay journey. So like from 2009 to like 2012, every year I went to Comic-Con, I wore that armor out.
I would too. It took me a year. Yep. I'm wearing this thing out. Our starts are kind of similar. Mine was in 2013, and I had seen cons and I had seen cosplaying, but I wasn't. It was one of those things where I was like, well, I can't do that because I don't know how to like craft. I don't know how to do anything. But one of my friends was going to Comic-Palooza in Houston. And he was like, yeah, I have an extra ticket. I'll just let you go. And I was like, I want to dress up if I'm going, but I don't like have money to get anything or make anything. And so he was like, why don't you look more into like what we know now is like a closet cosplay or like, you know, very basic, simplistic cosplay. So I did Misty from Pokemon because that's just like a shirt, suspenders, and some shorts. And a wig. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, I love this. Like, I got like a Togepi or something from the store, like Hot Topic or something. And so, yeah, that's what got me in the same thing. And I wore that Misty out. Like, I was Misty every. I feel like when you find your cosplay, you're like, no, oh, yeah, this is definitely. It. This is, y'all are going to see this all the time, forever. So, yeah, that's cool. It's dope. It's always cool, especially when you start with friends or like kind of get into it that way where it's like an organic beginning. I'm not talking shit about nobody, but, and this is gonna date me too, like I miss when like nerding was nerding for the sake of nerding, not exactly. For like profit or clout.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation, but yeah, I feel like those early 2000s cosplay where people were getting into it just because they loved it or they loved the character. It was like a fun thing to do. It's not as convoluted as it is now, but I think we'll get into that later. But maybe not. We'll see. All right. So now let's say somebody's listening right now. I was trying to read my script and I was like, what did I write? Someone's listening right now and they want to start cosplaying, but they have like no idea where to start. Like, what do you think is the first steps for them to do?
Well, one, the first steps is just find a fandom that you connect with. Find a fan. Like for me, when I first started, I was really into Halo. I was really into Master Chief and playing that video game. And I was just like, I want to make that, you know? So like, is there anime that you're like really into right now? Is there a comic book you're reading like you're really into right now? Like for me, my next build is based off the newest anime, Solo Leveling.
I'm really
into Solo Leveling. So I'm like, shit, like I want to make something from that, or I want to get something from that to cosplay. So people say, they were like, oh, I don't know where to start. Well, start with something that you like, obviously. And when you start rolling the ball, you start getting into it, you'll really start to develop the passion for it, especially if it's something that you're really into, like a fandom or something.
I think that's a good way to start, because this stuff can get pretty expensive. So you don't want to be putting money or investing money into something that you really don't like. Exactly. So yeah, definitely the first thing I would say, I agree, is like pick your character, something you love, not just because it's popular. I like doing older stuff too. Like I said, I'll do OG Pokemon. I'll do like OG Sailor Moon, you know, Dragon Ball Z. It doesn't even have to be just anime and stuff too. I have a friend, she's like, I want to cosplay as the bailiff from some old show. I don't even remember. It was like some old court show.
Anything.
Yeah, like, do it.
Anything. Like, do it.
Y'all see people like dress up like somebody dressed up as like the New York skyline or something like that.
Yes. Yep.
super random.
When you start thinking about it, the creativity just starts to hit.
It starts coming out. So when it comes to like deciding on a budget, how do you decide on budgets? Or like, if I'm a beginner, what would you say would be the best way to go about that?
Well, the first thing you said in the beginning when we started was closet cosplay, right? So, especially with anime where there's just a lot of cosplays there's a lot of anime where it takes place in high school, what is the thing? Is their school uniform, you know? Like, come on, you can go on in. And the thing about it is that when people say budget, when I started, there was little to no outlet to get this stuff. Like, it was hard. Like, if you couldn't make it, you couldn't really find it, you know? Now, I bet you can go into Amazon and type in, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen, and a million things will pop up. Look at, and then talking about budget, look at you could cosplay Gojo, you know?
Yeah.
It's literally a black suit.
It's so easy, and a white wig. Or like
a white wig and a blindfold. or glasses,
super easy. What other I had a homie that dressed up as Lloyd Forger from Spy Family. It's a green suit with a red tie. So there's a lot of people are legit just like t-shirt and pants.
I remember my budget cosplay and my comfy. I like to call these comfy cosplays.
Your Sunday cosplays.
Yeah, exactly. Some people like I'm very known for like over the top big cosplays, but then at the same time, I'll break out something where I could just walk around in Nanami. Green slacks, nice shirt, tie, suspenders, glasses, call it a day.
Be in there. Baki's a good one. I'll do Baki. That's just boxing shorts and a wife beater. You know, it's very easy to find something within your budget. Like you said, Amazon, people be sleeping on Amazon. Like I got is like $40.
Yeah. But right now we're banning it.
We're not going there no more. When we're done and Target. So Amazon, when they Target, us back, is it Walmart still?
Walmart? No, I'm not sure. I gotta find out. But honestly, I've been trying to like hold back on spending money in general. So
it's very easy, but there's also like easycosplay.com and some other like reputable cosplay sites. Always check always check first, make sure like it's reputable and people, they actually give people their shit. But yeah, most of this you can piece together. Thrift stores, it's a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then planning ahead for like, oh wait, sorry, I skipped this one. So thrift, buy, or build, how do you decide if this is something you're going to make, if this is something you're going to buy or try to piece together?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it 100. If I don't feel like making it, I buy it. Like some people are like, oh, they'll look at me. They'll be like, Julius, can you make this? I was like, yeah.
Do I want to?
I feel like it though. Do I want to? You know? But yeah, it comes down with me personally. It comes down to if I'm really like into it, if I really look at something, I'm like, oh shit, like I want to make that. And then I'll see something, I'm just like, that's cool. I'll spend the money, you know? Yeah. It's just one of those type of
things.
Go
ahead and just spend it. Yeah. And then I think that's too, like quality, like it's certain stuff where I'm like, I want this to be good quality. And certain stuff I'm like, I'm okay with it not being great quality. Like I'll spend a lot on like weapons. I'm like, mm-hmm. I kind of want this to be good quality. But sometimes with masks, depending on the mask, I'm like, I'm okay if it's not, like, especially if I'm not going to fully wear the mask all the time, because sometimes I'll just have it like on my head, not on my face for pictures and stuff. Or if I am doing pictures, I'm like, you can't really tell the quality of some of this stuff.
I remember
just doing it for pictures.
Yeah. And then a lot of things is I try to tell a lot of cosplayers and a lot of people in general getting into cosplay, don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate it. Like I've had people come to me and they're like, I'm just throwing out just random, like a random anime character, and they're showing me a specific yellow shirt, and the yellow shirt has a certain cut to it. They're like, I can't find this anywhere, blah blah blah. And I was like, if you don't go buy a $5 yellow shirt
and cut that shit with some scissors, I was like, it doesn't.
Why are you making this so complicated when it shouldn't be?
It should not be this difficult. Yeah, and some stuff you will learn how to make, and then it really won't take that long. Like, I remember I wanted to do Finn the Human, and this was before it was, like, super popular. I couldn't find a hat, and I made a hat. And it wasn't the best-looking hat. It maybe took me, like, a couple hours, but it was fine. Like, sometimes it's cool with it just being fine. Like, it doesn't have to.
Exactly.
Especially if you're not, like, competing in a cosplay contest, and you're just doing this for fun. Like,
exactly.
It doesn't
have
to be all of that.
I've judged cosplay contests, and me as a creator, me as a builder, I have to, because I'm judging, I have to look into the way you paint it. I have to look for runs. I have to look for, you know, for your stitching. I have to look for that stuff. But you ever look at a puzzle, like an incomplete puzzle? You see how, like, take a single piece of puzzle. Take a single piece of your puzzle. It doesn't look that great, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. But what happens when you put everything together?
Mm-hmm. Bars. He's spitting.
Everything comes out great. So I try to tell people, don't fixate on that one thing on your cosplay. They'd be like, oh, this didn't come out right. I was like, stop it.
Yeah.
Put everything on from head to toe, and then look at yourself in the mirror. How does it come out? All right. Nobody's gonna notice it. Yes, you get that little self-doubt, like I know, you know, I still do it to on myself too. There's plenty of things with my cosplays I'm like, I could have did this better, I could have did that better. But when you walk out on that con floor, don't nobody give a shit.
Nobody cares. They're like, oh my god, that's so cool.
Exactly.
It's like, they didn't notice that this wasn't exactly how the headpiece looks. They do not care. You look
they don't
cool
care.
They enjoy it. You are a personification of the character that they see on whatever they're watching. They really enjoy it. And that's a good segue to cons. Like, how do you, this is a kind of, not a loaded question, but cons are expensive. So how do you
now
answer cons? Yo, I like that. This is one of the, now I'm going to tangent real quick. As much as I love how big nerddom's got and how big like cons and all this stuff has gotten.
Yeah.
This shit is so expensive. Like, you used to could go to a con and get a weekend pass for like $50. Now these cons are like $200, $300, not to mention like you spend all this money on food, flight,
inflation,
hotel.
Supply, demand.
Oh my god.
It's supply because back when they first started, you know, you had certain celebrities, you had certain venues, you had certain vendors and stuff. But of course, if it's going to grow, if it's going to get bigger, the prices are going to grow. If you want a certain celebrity to be at a con, the prices are going to grow.
You got to pay them more. And they charge more. A lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there, you got more vendors. You got more vendors that want to come. So, yeah, everything is just supply and demand when it comes down to it. But when it comes to planning stuff like that, like I like to put a list. I like to take a list in the beginning of the year. Okay, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to go to that. I'm going to go to that. Also, a lot of people, I personally, if I cannot drive there within 5 hours, I'm not going to go.
Oh, okay. You know?
I'm not going to go. Like, I'm sorry. Like, yes, I would love to go to DreamCon, but when I think about it, a plane ticket, like, it's more than just me. And this is me personally. Mm-hmm. I got a wife. I got three kids. You know, yes, I can't, I can't be spending $300 or $400 round trip to DreamCon, the hotel, and then get there, and it's a lot. I have a car note. I have a house to pay for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when it comes down to that, it's also coming down to being just financially responsible.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to everything. And I tell my friends a lot of this. You know?
Listen, it's okay to miss a con. you'll be fine.
Exactly. Like, if you feel a certain way that I'm going to say this, I don't care because it's true. Do not go to a con, spend all this money, and then 2 weeks later cry to me online that you can't pay your phone bill, you can't pay your rent, stuff like that.
Me and my friend were just talking
about it. That was on you. That was on you.
We'll see people at every con. They'll be at every con, and then a couple weeks later doing a GoFundMe because they can't pay rent. And I'm like, but I just saw you at BlurCon. I just saw you at DreamCon. I know you spent at least a stack. You spend at least $1,000 between flight and hotel and your cosplays. Exactly. Why is your rent not paid?
Now, sometimes we are fortunate. I'm fortunate enough to be invited to certain cons where I get to negotiate and I get to go for free. I get paid to go. And then there are some cons where, like, I don't apply to be a guest or et cetera. And I would like to just go out of my pocket. And then I look at it, I just be like, you know what? I just can't. And I'm not going to.
Can't do
Why?
It.
Because you got responsibilities.
Yeah. It sucks. And it is fun. And I'm same way. Like, you know, you get invited.
You will live.
You get invited and they pay for stuff. But yeah, you'll be fine. I didn't get to go to BlurCon this year. And BlurCon is the one I usually go to every year. But I had a show in DC and I literally had to come back the next morning because I had some more shows out here. And I could have moved stuff around, but I'm like, that's stupid. Like, now I'm finna lose out on money because I want to go have fun. So exactly. Yeah, I think it is, like, at the end of the day, we're adults. We have other responsibilities, and as much fun as all of this stuff is, like, you still got to go back home, and you want to make sure you have a home to go to. And it does get tiring, honestly, being some of these people's friend and hearing these conversations of, man, I spent all this money and now I can't do this. You shouldn't have did that.
This would be me. I'd just be like, really
cut it out. And I don't
and
like
they get mad, they'd be like stop it, blah blah blah. I'm just like,
you shouldn't have did that. Or putting the burden on your community to get you to a con for what? Just don't go. It's cool to not go. If you're not going for business, it's cool to not go. You're not gonna miss out. The con will be next year. There's hundreds of cons, literally. You'll be okay. Exactly. You'll be fine. So the next thing we're going to talk about real quick is just some quick things like what to expect as a new cosplayer. The cosplay learning curve. We kind of already touched on that. Like, now starting out, it's not going to be perfect.
It's not going to be perfect. Do not fixate on perfection at all. Don't always do that because you're going to drive yourself crazy. If you fixate too much on perfection, you'll never get it done. Simple as that. You know, I've been in those situations where I'll be making something and something happens, a mistake will happen, and I end up making it worse trying to fix the mistake. You know,
and I either broke something or cracked something
Exactly. So don't fixate on that. What do you expect when you go to a con? If you are an introvert, I was very shy when I was younger. You know, I had to learn to be expressive. I had to learn and teach myself to, you know, be outgoing and stuff. It's you can get overwhelmed a bit with the amount of people especially if you decide to cosplay. If you decide to cosplay for the first time and your cosplay is really, really good and it's really from a family that a lot of people like, you're going to get asked for your picture taken. You're going to get bombarded. Mm-hmm. So take a, you know, take a deep breath, take a step back. Remember, and always remember that you are a person and you can say no. Don't be afraid to say no. Me personally, I like to say yes all the time, but at times I'll be like, listen, guys, I'm going to die. I can't breathe.
Yeah, it's hot. Like, I'm tired. It's
you
got to
give me a second, you know? It's overwhelming for me. And guess what? You meet a lot of people are understanding. And then just don't be afraid to just be outgoing and call it out as it is. And just, and a lot of people, going with a friend is great.
Yeah.
But it's not required. So I know a lot of people that just go on their own. And you make friends while you're there.
Yeah. That you will see at every con. That's my every favorite. Con. You meet somebody 10 years ago and then you just keep seeing them every year and then y'all start planning stuff. It is a great space to make friends and make bonds. And like you said, like, it's cool to say no, like keep your autonomy. Just because you dress as something, that doesn't give people the right to touch you. That doesn't give people the right to do any of that.
Cosplay is not consent.
Cosplay is not consent. Just to actually go back to something we kind of touched on with planning for the cons, forgot to ask you, because you do these big builds, do you always drive to, like, so how do you travel with your builds and stuff, and how do you suggest people do that if they are trying to get into bigger builds?
I happen to be a Tetris genius. My car isn't exactly built for these big builds, but I make it work.
Like, how do you, because that Blue Beetle, like, how are you traveling with that?
That's in a bin. That's in a giant bin that I roll around. Yeah.
Okay. So you have it to where you do your builds where you can detach each thing and you reconnect it type thing. Okay.
Everything comes off and then I kind of like fold it and then put it inside the bin and stuff. So yeah. Yoru, this big bad boy is behind me. He doesn't come apart. Ooh. So I have to put the seats down in my car to put him in.
Oh, okay. How do you do the Mihawk?
Huh?
I do the Mihawk.
Yeah, the Euro, the big.
That's the one you have to get. So you do the whole with the back thing too, right?
Yeah, that was a magnet that I did.
Oh.
Here it is. There we go. I'm in between my squat rack. So this is the magnet that that's on the back of it. I keep all my magnets on this thing. So that's the magnet. I have three magnets sitting on. It's a back brace or like a posture corrector. And I glued and I nailed in the three magnets, and then I put enough cushion so the nails don't, like, you know, dig into my magnet.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like one whole piece.
Gotcha. No. And then it just boom. Very, very powerful magnets. When you put them together, they're hard to take apart. But, you know, because of the reach, and I could just reach back and pull it, and it's good.
Mm,
it's hard to walk with it behind me, though, because it's so large.
And that thing is huge.
Yeah. 7 feet.
Okay, I was just going to ask. Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I definitely want to have you on for another episode, too, where you go more into... like how you do these builds. That'll be like a whole hour conversation. But yeah, I really wanted somebody that's super versed in cosplay to just talk to more of the beginners. I feel like a lot of times beginners are scared to start because they feel like it's going to be a whole lot. And yeah, I just like having knowledgeable people share the knowledge and make it less intimidating. So wait, what was the other question? I asked you about that, the travel. Okay. So now I wanted to, I know we talked about like some closet cosplays and stuff earlier. So we're going to do like a brainstorm rapid fire. Like if somebody came to you right now and was like, I want to do a closet cosplay, just give me all the pictures that you think I can make that would be super easy for somebody with maybe, let's say I got less than $100, 50 to $100. What do you think I could piece together?
Give me a fandom.
Let's go Marvel.
Perfect. Boom. Less than $100. You can get a Spider-Man Sentai suit off of eBay for $30. Trust me, $40 done. Another good Marvel. And I guarantee you got most of this stuff already. Blade.
Oh, yeah, you're
black
right.
Black jeans, black boots, black shirt. If you don't got a trench coat, you can get a cheap trench coat for like $40, $50. And you get one of those cheap bulletproof vests, like a cosplay bulletproof vest for like, what, like $30 now? Glasses, everybody got black glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Some cheap fangs. We might be going over 100, 105, 110. Get a cheap wooden sword. It don't even have to be a real sword. Tape it to your back. Good to go.
That's a good one. What about like retro cartoons? It could be 90s and under.
Oh, retro cartoons? Listen, for some odd reason, this is the first one that came to me. Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold. You can take, you can be, what was his best friend's name again?
Gerald.
Gerald, you can be Gerald. Get a red t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, some jeans. Everybody got some blue jeans, sneakers. Take some paint, put that backwards 33. Get yourself a nice high top fade if you ain't got the hair for it. Or you know what you do? Get a, you can just make out of construction paper. You just make the hair. Just make the hair stick up.
Oh, you're right.
Good to go.
Any other cartoons? Shoot, Velma's a popular one.
Velma's a popular one. Anybody from Scooby-Doo is a popular one. Shoot, do Tommy Pickles. Get yourself an adult diaper. Throw that shit on.
People were so mad when I did it. I did Tommy and get a bottle. I had a little screwdriver, a little Reptar. You can get a little stuffed Reptar like Timba.
There you go.
What's another? Spinelli.
Rocket Power.
I'm actually working on a Rocket Power. I'm scared. I'm getting a skateboard.
Yep.
It's just t-shirt. Most of these are t-shirt, jeans, and then it's the accessories you can get.
That's another thing I tell people. I was like, listen, accessories, little trinkets and stuff that only the character will have that'll like bring out the cosplay. I always like having little accessories with me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's dope. I think you said Rocket. Now let's do movies. If we're doing just straight movies, I wanted to say one that I'm working on now. Ramona Flowers. I know she has the big hammer, but you can just do clothes Ramona Flowers and a wig and a little steampunk goggles and your Ramona Flowers.
Everybody knows exactly who you're supposed to be. And when you say movies, I've seen when this movie came out, I saw so many of these at Comic-Con. John Wick.
Yo, John Wick. And that's just
black suit. Black suit. Another easy one with the black suit. Just a red tie, hitman, shave your head, have somebody put a little barcode on the back. Done.
Good to go. I saw Barbie. Barbie was huge. People are still doing Barbie. And you can be anybody. You just wear pink. Mean Girls. I've seen a lot of Mean Girls. So it really is like you said. What do you like? What movies? What TV shows? What anime? What do you like? And then even books. People do books. I've seen a Matilda. I saw somebody do the what's Swiss Miss lady? Not Swiss Miss. That's a hot chocolate. Little Debbie's. And she's walking around with snacks.
Oh yeah, yep. I like cosplays like that. I like cosplays that people don't think about. Like you don't see every day. Like if you're in a cosplay at a con and I don't see that every single time, I'm like, I gotta get a picture with you because I don't know when I'm gonna run into this again.
It's dope. So I appreciate you coming on today. I definitely want to have you back so we can go more in depth about like, okay, now I'm no longer a beginner. I know a little bit more about cosplay. So like, where do I go from there? I definitely want to go more into like your builds, how you do that, materials, all that kind of stuff. I think that's dope. And this has been very helpful, even to me as a person that cosplays consistently. It's just some stuff that you kind of forget about. So I feel like you just made cosplay a little less scarier for beginners. But before we go, tell the people where they can find you. If you have some stuff coming up, I honestly don't know when I'm releasing episodes. I just release them. So if there's anything in the next month, maybe don't, because I don't know if it'll be too late, but just let them know where they can find you and if you have anything that you want them to be
for. You can find me Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter. I don't call that shit X. Blue Sky. Sir Julius Cosplay, one word across that on everything. Nothing's different. And I will be at GalaxyCon in a week. I think it's a week away, week and a half. That's my next adventure. After GalaxyCon, it's kind of up in the air. I don't know where I'll be, but yeah, that's it.
You'll be out and about. And are you, can people reach out to you for commissions or anything like that?
You can
that?
Always reach out to me for commissions. I answer all my DMs. Just don't be weird. Drink water, all that.
Don't be weird and drink water. All right. That's a good note to end it on. So whether you're a newbie or a cosplay pro, just remember, cosplay is for everyone. Subscribe. Make sure to follow Julius. And remember, stay curious. Keep wondering. Or don't. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm not your mama. Enjoy your life. See you later.
All right.
Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.